The blogosphere offers opinions, lots of them. What to buy, what not to buy, what to wear, what not to wear, and increasingly what to eat or not to eat. Food blogs and review sites are everywhere online today, leading to behavior at restaurants that would probably have Emily Post rolling over in her grave. From New York, Sally Herships has more.
It's Thursday night. I'm at Fatty Q, a trendy barbecue joint in Brooklyn. I'm here with Hagen Blount, Lawrence Weibman, and Andy Friedman. Three big, hungry guys trying to decide what to get for dinner.
The crab laksa, the spare ribs, and the brisket.
They spend a while debating their order.
I would be interested in the cucumbers.
But when the food finally comes, no one touches it. Instead of attacking their plates, they're photographing them. Which isn't easy because it's kind of dark in here.
Have you been using the two-second delay?
1 second.
Yeah, one-second delay.
Ever since you told me it's on Kichi.
Hagen, Blount, and Weibman are going to post the photos online, along with a review of the restaurant. That's because they're food bloggers. Or, depending on who you ask, food paparazzi. And Weibman's not very fond of the term.
The idea of paparazzi definitely has a negative connotation to it, almost like, you know, a shoe fly. And what we're doing here, me, is out of passion. We love food.
But whether you call them paparazzi or bloggers, they're showing up in restaurants more often, bringing cameras and sometimes even tripods along with their appetite. Like at Cafe Flora, a vegetarian restaurant in Seattle. Nat Stratton-Clark is the owner. For the most part, he's very happy with the free publicity.
This wonderful woman from Dallas came in last week, and she is gluten-free. And the only reason that she knew about us is because she typed in gluten-free Seattle. And up came this picture that somebody had taken.
But sometimes the quality of the photos doesn't match the quality of the food. They can be underexposed or taken mid-meal, bite marks and all. Katie Greco is VP of Operations and New Projects at Kraft Restaurants in New York. We sat down to take a look at some of the pictures bloggers have posted of three-star meals from celebrity chef Tom Colicchio.
I think they're horrible looking, aren't they? I mean, you tell me, but like if I were to look at that picture, I wouldn't think that looks particularly appetizing. And that was a good review.
But Greco isn't that concerned with the pictures themselves. Instead, she says, the bigger problem is the possibility of bloggers disrupting the ambiance with flashes or tripods and disturbing diners trying to enjoy their meals in peace. The average check at Kraft is about $100.
When people are playing a high price tag, the expectations are often just as high, if not higher.
Trendy eateries like New York City's Momofuku Co. and Le Caprice have banned photography altogether, and Kraft doesn't allow photographers to use a flash. But Greco's biggest beef with bloggers is their potential lack of experience. She doesn't want amateur food writers influencing people's dining decisions.
When you feel like they're having that influence without really knowing what they're talking about, it's very frustrating.
Back at Fatty Q, food blogger Lawrence Weibman tells me he understands. Sort of.
But in the end, if a chef is making good food, he or she has nothing to worry about because it speaks for itself.
You know that old saying, everyone's a critic? Well, for restaurant owners, it's truer than ever. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
How is it?
Delicious. That is some pretty awesome pork goodness right there, I'm telling you.